Hello, I'm back here again with the podcast, The Mental Breakdown with Alicia. I have special guests today, Billy and Dad. Billy's my brother and Dad's my dad. And we're in Billy's room right now while he plays Kerbal Space Program. And then we're going to go grocery shopping. It's really mundane. Yeah, my first guests aren't like, you know, Kanye and, you know, unfortunately, my
Kanye.
First guest is not Kanye. But you know, baby steps. We start with a Gemini and an Aquarius instead.
Yeah. Anyways.
What? You act like Kanye is his own.
You know, like he's a freaking.
He's a Gemini.
We're here with Kanye. We're not here with Kanye. Unfortunately, we're here with a Gemini and Aquarius. Like, Kanye is a zodiac sign.
There's Kanye, Sagittarius, Libra, Scorpio. Yeah, no, people like casually talk about Kanye like they know him, though. It's funny, I've been across that maybe one too many fucking times. That's what happens when you live in LA, though. People just
you
talk.
You can curse?
Yeah, if I want.
No, okay.
But like, people in LA do just like talk about celebrities casually as if they're just gonna like link up with them in a bit. You know, it's weird. And I don't believe them every time. But maybe I should.
Did you hear what happened?
What happened?
More people are dying.
More people are dying of what?
They're just dying.
I know.
Of diabetes.
Diabetes. Heart disease.
And cancer.
And cancer. So my dad works at an urgent care, and he deals with a lot of COVID patients.
Yeah.
What would you say the number one?
Nobody's sick of COVID.
But nobody's sick of COVID.
They're just sick of wearing a mask and all the other stuff that's going on in this country with what you can and can't do now with masks. You can't go. But I went to Orange County, and mainly nobody, 90% were not wearing masks. They have lifted the whatever it is, so they're more at ease now with masks. And they're opening more places. All the on Main Street, everything was open.
Oh, I went to Laguna Niguel, was it? There was it was around like 2 a.m. I just got back from San Diego, and and it was 2 a.m. and me and my friend Julian and his girlfriend, we were hungry, so we wanted to go eat somewhere. There was something called Hennessy's Tavern in Laguna Niguel, I think it's called.
Okay.
And they have like a bar/kitchen. We went in. And we asked the bouncer, like, hey, you know, we're hungry, we want food. So he just let us in the bar. He's like, oh, okay, just ask the bartender.
You went to the bar?
Yeah.
No mask?
Mask on or mask off?
That's the thing. I went in with the mask. Julian held his mask. When we got there, not a single person was wearing a mask. Not a single person. And it was a bar. There was a lot of people there. The only people that were wearing a mask was one of the bartenders. There was two bartenders, a male and a female.
The staff.
The female was wearing her mask, but the guy, he just had his mask down on his chin.
Wow.
It wasn't on. And those were the only two people wearing a mask. So, it made me feel dumb to walk in there wearing a mask. It's just like I feel like I was being an outcast wearing a mask.
Yeah, you'll
it was
see
weird.
The culture here in Orange County is much more like conspiracy, anti-COVID conspiracies, anti-mask more than anti-COVID conspiracy.
Yeah.
If you go into downtown LA, they're much more. The culture is much
more northern California you go, that's the more stricter it is. The more people are scared, basically.
Yeah, Orange County, we're being dubbed as like COVID County over here. We're being dubbed as the Florida of California.
Of the
yeah, my dad is a part of the anti-COVID. Well, maybe, yeah, anti-COVID conspiracy.
I believe what I see, not what I hear.
Yeah, whether if it's a conspiracy or not, you know, we're trying to abide by these rules as much as we can so we can just at least satisfy the requirements. Satisfy the requirement to hopefully one day make this all obsolete. That's my goal with it. I'm hoping to abide by the rules enough to just satisfy them.
You don't have a choice.
In Orange County, apparently, it's a choice.
No, in certain places, you have to wear a mask.
I know there's it's mandatory, but I can see the culture in Orange County is far different. There's more people against masks.
Yeah.
More at ease here. I know I'm not going to catch COVID, but I do work in the industry where, you know, I work with vulnerable and susceptible people and that are afraid to even catch the common cold, you know?
Yeah.
If they catch the cold, they're out. So yeah, I have to be sanitary. Yeah.
You know, they can die of anything.
Yeah. So I have to be extra precautious. Even if it wasn't even if we weren't in COVID-19,
the
I still have
to be. Wuhan flu.
Yeah, I'm more afraid of bubonic plague. I think the COVID virus isn't scary enough for me to be panicking. Obviously, there's nobody's like bleeding warts out of their skin like the bubonic plague. Nobody's pissing out blood, so.
More people have been dying of heart disease than anything else.
Did he say Hort disease?
Hort disease.
What's Hort disease?
The Hort disease.
Horton, here's a hoop.
A person every 37 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah, we're just dealing with the Del Taco cleanup right now.
Del Taco
Hort disease!
Yeah.
The people that are dying are going to die anyway.
So in other news, Elon Musk and Grimes apparently... Elon Musk isn't as progressive as we would hope he would be. He's actually apparently very toxic masculine, and he apparently abuses Grimes and puts her down, and he's very verbally his girlfriend, I don't think they have to. They just had a baby together.
Oh, okay.
But apparently he's very sexist. I don't know. That's the word on the street. I haven't delved much into it.
Word on the street? Are you Alicia on the street now or what?
No. We're not allowed to be on the streets.
Do you want that beat?
So what do you guys think about that? Our tech hero Elon Musk is possibly a sexist.
Well, you know, you can't be perfect. And everyone was saying, everyone,
you can't be perfect.
Well,
shit.
You know, you can't be perfect.
You can't be someone like Elon Musk and be perfect, you know?
We didn't expect him to be perfect. I just thought he wasn't going to be that backwards.
Well,
for such a progressive guy, what's his philosophy?
He believes his wife, his girlfriend doesn't.
I mean,
have to
think
work
about it. Who else is up in Elon Musk's league? You got
Bill Gates.
You got Bill Gates. Jeff Bezos. And those are all.
Apparently, did you hear Bill Gates was part of the Epstein?
Sure, why not?
Plan.
Everybody is.
Yeah.
Oprah is.
Fuck yeah.
Ellen is.
Ellen's killing
Ellen's
babies
getting
for
canceled.
Her makeup.
Ellen is
she didn't even look good enough for that shit.
Well, she's for that baby plaque.
The adrenochrome.
Yeah, that.
The people that are be using adrenochrome, I'm like, you're wasting your money. You guys don't look that good. I'm sorry.
What's adrenochrome?
Sandra Bullock was using it too.
Yeah, Sandra.
I'm like, bitch, you're killing babies to look like that? I'm sorry. Step it up.
She ain't no Instagram model.
Exactly. Those Instagram models aren't killing babies. They just have good genes.
And good.
Yeah, just genetics. They're just younger in general.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
But I'm just saying, to kill a baby to look like fucking Ellen.
Well, you know, to kill a mockingbird.
Anyways, so back swivel on back to the Elon Musk topic. Billy said
Elon Musk. Yeah,
can't be perfect.
I mean, okay. I mean, look.
That's the conclusion of that.
Grimes, she's like a goth, right?
She's like an alternative.
We can't be perfect, but we can be better.
She's alt TikTok.
You can't be perfect.
Yeah, you can be into it until like you're in the like. Apparently, she was in the giving birth, and he was calling her lazy, and this is as good as she'll ever be.
That's just funny.
I mean, like when you're giving labor, maybe you don't want the dom kink. Maybe you just want support because you're in pain. You know what I mean? No.
How do you know if anybody's listening to you?
Oh, right now we are speaking into the void. Go ahead and look at that screen. Look at the light. That's our audience.
Where?
Right now in the beginning.
You don't know if anybody's listening.
No, nobody. I know nobody's listening to me right now because okay. I haven't even published this.
Oh, this has to be published.
It's recording. Man. It's recording. It isn't live.
No, I thought it was live.
No, it's not live with Ryan Seacrest. This works right now. We're speaking to the void.
Okay, so
I do this a lot.
After this, what are you gonna do?
Publish it.
And how do you do that?
With my fingers, Dad. It happens. All right, it gets published.
Okay. And then you find out if anybody listens to it.
Yep. or I'll just re-listen to it and give myself a play, but, yeah, let's not,
jinx live. It.
No.
Are we live?
No, we're not live.
I wanna go live. Let's go live.
I don't know how to do that right now.
Oh, how to do that?
I mean, I'm sure... Anyways, you're kind of messy on my mojo's telling me to go live right now for no one.
Let's get some people listening to us.
You have to publish it first! Anyways, this is the last time I'm having a special guest.
You don't even know how to publish.
You can't have two special guests at the same time.
Yeah, you can! Have you ever watched H3H3?
You can.
They have Ela and Post Malone. She's a special guest.
Whoever you want to be special is special.
Speaking of the H3H3 podcast, I kind of stopped listening to them. A lot of people agree that Ethan is just becoming overly negative towards everyone.
Why? What's wrong with him?
Because he's Jewish.
Oh, okay.
He's Abercrombie Jew? Is that what it is?
Abercrombie
Jew? I don't know.
Abercrombie and Fish?
I always wanted to be Jewish. I always wanted to be somewhere from the Middle East of some sort. I don't know. I always wanted to just not be me.
Dad, you've been doing this for like how long now? I just know what happens to you every time you're down before.
It's more comfortable.
Billy, your room looks like it would be a great setup for like
a podcast
setup.
I told you to look at my fucking Amazon wish list and you don't.
You finally put a blackout.
That's, yeah. It's a blackout curtain.
Is the window closed? I don't know. I'd close it probably. Because hot air is what's coming in.
Well, anything new happening in the Amazon front? Billy works in Amazon.
Amazon went another $120 up.
Oh, yeah. My God. Really?
$3,000.
So the thing is, we're trying to buy a shared... Yeah, we're trying to buy a share in Amazon right now. And it's already pretty pricey. So, and it's not settling down at any point.
On my phone, it shows every time.
So when are we gonna get? When are we gonna? Bless you. When are we gonna get share in Amazon? It's not gonna stop for us.
$3,320.
Yeah, it's just gonna keep going.
McDonald's went up today too.
It's gonna keep going up until you guys are like, oh shit, it's too much.
Yeah, until it becomes $5,000-$6,000. I'm not finished.
I'm telling you, in 10 years it's gonna be Berkshire Hathaway.
No, I believe you. There's no slowing down with Amazon. That's
no, and they haven't even opened their grocery stores yet.
They're having to open their grocery stores. If you don't know, Amazon at this point is gonna have grocery stores.
This is insider information. You're opening it.
It's insider information. You heard it here first on the Mental Breakdown Podcast.
Sure.
I wish I had those like cool radio voices that go like this.
Imagine,
you know, but I don't.
Hey, this is Case Matt at KFI.
Yeah. But yeah, you heard it first.
This is 102.7.
Ready? Get ready for some. Get some ready. Get ready for some Amazon grocery shopping. I still listen to 94.7. If the radio's accidentally ever on, I'm going to 94.7.
94.7. The way.
Let's talk about radio for a second.
Radio Rebel.
Ew. Debbie Ryan tucked behind the ears. Such Leo energy. It's so nasty.
What's this DJ thing you want to do?
Oh yeah, I'm just learning how to DJ, mix music one song into the other, smooth transitions. I kind of wanted to get into
some
like
turntables and a microphone.
Yeah, I'm gonna get some turntables, and then I got this drum pad machine. And, no, I could do it. And then he goes, yeah. It's gonna be a little hard because I have no rhythm, but I can do it, you know?
How do you not have rhythm?
All right, now it's time to go ahead and get a word from our sponsors, Anchor. So let's go ahead and